Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for the week of October 4th, covering oleochemicals. Oleochemical producers are benefiting from strong demand for products derived from natural feedstocks. Producers in Malaysia stand to gain from government incentives. It seems the outlook for Southeast Asia's oleochemicals is good. There are also articles about the search for green surfactants. For surfactant formulators, price and performance come before green factors, but oleoalcohols and biosurfactants are gaining ground. To find out more, pick up the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. There are also articles on how biodiesel is complicating the global market for glycerin, and how plant closures and feedstock shortages in the Middle East are rebalancing the competitive landscape. Meanwhile, in the weekly columns of ICIS Chemical Business, among other things, we cover the spikes in Asia paraxylene that are stemming from strained supply, Latin American plastics see an uptrend, strengthening PVC demand, and European naphtha is bolstered by higher demand as well. Then, the issue for the week of October 4th has a special supplement produced especially for the European Petrochemical Association meeting taking place this week in Budapest, Hungary. In this supplement, you'll find articles looking at the petrochemical industry's recent roller coaster ride, the search for better margins, the chemical industry's role in reducing emissions, and so much more. You can find this in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. You can't find it on the newsstand, so subscribe today. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.